Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use.
And a very pleasant good day to you. This is Don Coco recording for Main Menu once again. And I'm very pleased to have on the other end of my telephone line a very special guest. I'd like to welcome Paul Silva to my microphone. Paul is with a company called Z-Form. First of all, Paul, I'd like to thank you very much for taking time to join us, and welcome to Main Menu.
Oh, thank you for having us here today, John.
Now, Paul is the creator of a company called Z-Form. Paul, why don't I start out by asking you something about yourself. First of all, I guess, where are you located, and tell me something about, do you have family and that sort of thing?
Sure. The business is located in Western Massachusetts in the town of Northampton. I'm originally from southeastern Massachusetts, and that's where most of my family lives. No wife or kids at the moment. Most of us are single except for our third partner, who's a grown-up and has two cute little ones. The second one was born just a few days after the product launch, actually, so it's very exciting times for him. And that's what the business is.
Oh, how very cool. How very cool. And I come from Boston, so I'm very familiar with New England and, of course, Western Massachusetts. Now, you own a company called Z-Form. How many people are involved in Z-Form?
Ooh, that's tough. Depends on how you define involved. We've got about a half dozen full-time people that work here in the office. We have a board of advisors who are all professionals with other jobs that graciously give of their free time to help us out, and a lot of them have been with us ever since we started, 4 years ago or so. Some of them have been with us. And we also have a lot of local professionals that help us from time to time and some contractors to do some work with us. But there's about six of us that work here in the office every day.
Oh, okay. And when was Z-Form formed? I mean, what was the idea behind the company? I mean, how did you guys just brainstorm one night and decide you wanted to do this, or how did the company actually get started?
It's a good question. Thank you for asking it. I was a physics major at the University of Massachusetts, and my best friend Jeremy Spitzer was also a physics student, and we're hanging out in his dorm room one day, and we both come from a line of entrepreneurs, so I never thought of myself up until that point as an entrepreneur, but I knew I had always loved making games. And Jeremy has been starting businesses since he was a little kid. I believe his first businesses were in third grade or something like that, that he was running. And I was just telling him about how I really was realizing that, I really like playing games and designing games. Wouldn't it just be cool if I could just give a try at making? He's like, I'd love to build a business. Why don't we build a business? Let's make it happen. I went, nah, we can't do that. He's like, no, we can do this. Come on, what the heck? We're young, we've got nothing to lose. And so we thought about it and said, all right, what the hell? Well, let's give this a try. And so we grabbed an index card and wrote the date down. Unfortunately, the index card disappeared. But in April of 1997, in the dorm room, we decided that Z-Form was to be born. The company got its name because when I was in high school, I styled myself an author, and that was the pen name I used on my first novel that I wrote that, of course, never went anywhere except on a rotting hard drive. But it was a cool name that I liked to use when I was in college. For email addresses and whatnot, and Jeremy said that we should use it for the name of the company. And that's how it all, that's where we first got the idea. And we had a blind friend who's a computer science major. I was in a math class with him. That's how I got to know him. And as we started hanging out with him more and more, what we love to do is play games. So, of course, you always talk with your friends about the things you like to do, and that's where it became acutely aware to us that, wow, there really aren't any games, or there aren't many games that are accessible to the blind and visually impaired. And so with Tim's help, we thought a lot about how we might be able to go down the road of making a game company that made games that would be accessible to the blind. And that was the real kernel of the idea, and ever since that day, we've been working, I guess we finished off our educations. I got my degree in physics 2 years ago. I graduated, and since graduation, been working full-time here at Z-Form. And where it once was just Jeremy and I, it now is this wonderful group of six full-time people, including our third partner, Gavin Andreessen, who is a brilliant technologist, worked at Silicon Graphics for a few years, worked at a bunch of high-tech sound companies, and is the father of the bouncing baby boy that was born last month, William.
Oh, how cool.
Sorry?
How cool.
Yes, yeah, it's been a very exciting time. The neatest thing I think about Z-Form was how we had this idea, you know, literally in the dorm room, and we just pursued it with, I don't know if it was smart or stupid, probably stupid, we just kept pursuing it with all of our might to see what would happen. And as we went along, we met more and more people who loved what we wanted to do, and they have helped us at each step of the way. And that's how, you know, we bumped into Gavin at some conference. I think a year ago I bumped into him, or 2 years ago. And he just thought it was such a neat idea. And he after checking us out and hanging out with the team for a little bit, he decided he wanted to join on and eventually became one of our partners. And a lot of other fellow college students who were programmers or sound engineers found out about this game company, which is kind of a neat thing, but a game company doing this really interesting project with a really different kind of mission. And so every step of the way we've had these people who are just here helping us out, donating their time. And that's what allowed us to really start gathering momentum and move forward and learn the vast amounts you need to learn to launch anything big, particularly a business. And the more we researched it, after a while, we realized that it wasn't just that we were going to be making a game that, you know, allowed a population that had very little access to games before, which would be cool. You know, my friend Tim would love to have had computer games, more computer games that he could play. But then we realized what the real benefit of our games could be would be to allow us to hang out with Tim, not him sitting alone in front of a computer and playing, which is fine. I love playing single-player computer games. But all those multiplayer games that I do with my friends, whether they be on a computer or off a computer, a lot of them weren't accessible to Tim. And so when we would hang out with Tim, there were a lot of things we couldn't do. And so we realized, hey, this would be so much cooler if we had more ways to hang out. And I bet other people have this problem. And so we started talking to leaders of the blind community, and Tim helped us direct us to some great people. And we found out that this was sort of, in general, a real problem, that there was a lack of activities that people could, you know, do together. And that was one of the cool things about the Internet starting to become accessible a few years ago, is it opened up a lot of doors. And we saw that our games might be an opportunity to open up whole new doors, whole new ways for friends and family to be able to play and interact together. And so that's when we sort of crystallized our mission to be creating games that allow blind, low vision, and fully sighted to play and interact together on an equal footing, so that you can't even tell if the person on the other side is blind or not. They're just a person. You're just playing, and you're having a good time. But I think that was more than what you asked, so sorry.
Oh, that's perfectly okay. No problem at all. I think that the game concept is getting better for the visually impaired. I mean, there are more games for blind people, but there honestly still is hardly anything in terms of online play and that competitive spirit. Your company is one of the first to really, really do something about it. Let's talk about that. Now, you were on Jonathan Mosen, interviewed you a couple of years ago here on Main Menu, and at that time you had you were hoping at that particular point in time to do a, you wanted to put out a free game. That was your at least hope at that particular point. How does it happen that that didn't happen?
Okay, that's great. A couple people have asked us that, the people that have been with us for a long time. It's always a good question. We, like any business or any nonprofit organization, or any dream that you start, as you go along the path of exploring it, it evolves a lot as you learn more about reality. And we first started off saying, okay, this is the thing that we want to do. We want to make these games that blind and sighted can play together as equals. Originally we just wanted to make games of blind people that would be accessible to the blind, visually impaired. And at the point when we met Jonathan Mosen, it looked like there was not a large market. And so the only way to make that dream come true was if we could be a nonprofit organization. Of course, if we're a nonprofit organization, then, you know, the whole point would be we'd be giving our product away. Not that all nonprofits give their stuff away, but that was what we wanted to try and do. And it seemed like that was something that the nonprofit community, the donors of the world, might be interested in supporting. But then the economy really started to change 2 years ago when we were talking with Jonathan. You know, the internet economy collapsed, and a lot of the donors who had internet money were the kind of people that were going to be more interested in us. And we kind of got a rude awakening that it was going to be really hard to raise money to do that. It looked like it was going to be downright impossible. But we didn't want to let the dream die. And so we said, well, we're going to keep researching. We're going to find a way to make this happen. And so after, in the process of doing a lot of grant applications and learning about that process, which we were doing to try and raise money for the nonprofit, we actually discovered that there was a significantly larger number of people who were visually impaired than we previously thought, enough that it was a reasonable market so that, hey, if we just do the, if we just charge for our product, a foreign thought for many people, true, just charge for the product a reasonable price, then we can make this thing that was never possible before available to a whole population because there's enough of them that we can make a living doing it. We can pay our engineers enough to eat and have a house and all those kinds of good things and keep living our dream of making these games. And so we investigated that a bit further, and the more we did, the more realistic it looked. And so we had to change our focus from being a nonprofit that was going to give a product away but not be able to get any funding to do that to being a for-profit that was going to create this product for a community that really wanted it and then charge a reasonable price for it. And once we switched our mode in that direction, we were able to get much more significant support from the business community who started taking an interest in us when they saw that we had the potential to be a really cool, socially responsible business.
Well, you've certainly created a marvelous game. Let's talk about it. How did the idea of Z-Form Poker begin?
It actually began in Gavin's head. I have to give him credit for this. We were sitting around a table, I forget when exactly, brainstorming what should our first game be. At that point in time, we were in the process of building a technology prototype, which you may or may not have heard of. Many people, when we told them that we were going to make video games for the blind, they looked at us a little funny and said, "Did you notice the word video and blind in what you just said? That is impossible." And we went, "No, it's not impossible. We can do it." And they didn't believe us. We were two college kids. Why should they believe us? So it's very hard to get people to give you money if they don't believe that what you're doing is possible. So the first hurdle that the company needed to do was to really prove to the world that our dream was indeed possible. And by taking a lot of inspiration from Shades of Doom, which really at the time was the technological cutting edge of accessible games. And when Z-Form first started, there was like one company making games or two groups making games that were accessible. Now there's a whole bunch, and that's really great to see. But anyway, so we saw what Shades of Doom was capable of, creating a 3D audio environment that could be navigable, just by sound. And we said, let's see if we can take that to the next level. And so we took a famous game for the sighted called Quake. It's made by a company called id Software. And over the course of a few months, we modified it heavily so that it had a 3D sound interface so that you could walk around through the game and without hearing any sonar bleeps or anything obtrusive, just hearing the normal noises that you'd expect to hear in a crazy, science fiction dungeon, granted. But just by using ambient noises in the game world, we were able to create a 3D world where we had 12 blind teammates play together online with each other against sighted opponents. And it was so accessible that the video game community heard about it. Here, magazine of video game developers, the people that are in the business of making video games all around the world, is called Game Developer Magazine. And it's read, it's read in Japan, it's read in the Europe, it's read everywhere. And this October's issue that just went by, we were the feature article because they found out that we had made Quake accessible to blind people. And so they asked if they could do a story on us. And so I'm very proud to say that they did a feature story on us. And while we were designing that technology prototype, we knew that that technology prototype prototypes for technology do not make good products. And so we wanted to design some that was designed to prove to the world that if we could make that game, we can make any game. No one will question us about making poker. If we can make a 3D interactive game where you run around and shoot rockets and dodge. But we wanted to design a game that would be fun for tons of people to play. They could be old, they can be young, they can be men, they could be women. They could have lost their eyesight when they were young, or they could have lost their eyesight more recently. We wanted to make a game that was easy to understand. And as we looked at a lot of different options that were out there, poker just struck us as a real winner because it's a card game. Just about everyone knows how to play five-card draw poker. If you don't, you can pick it up really quickly. The rules fit on one page. And it's about betting. Even though it's all fake chips, of course, there's no real money in Z-Form Poker. It's all these fun poker chips. But there's something really cool about walking away from the table having won something and having a score that's on a on a scoreboard somewhere. And as you no doubt know, there is a scoreboard on our webpage where we show the top 10 players in a few different categories. And so poker just really sort of lends itself to that, and it lends itself to the whole bluffing, which is a tremendously, it's the most fun aspect of the game. And after doing some thinking on that, we just said, that's it. This is what we have to do. This is what's going to be loads of fun and easy to develop, and lots of people are going to like it. And we just hoped that we were right. We did a little bit of market research, and it looked like it was going to be the best thing. And then you did what you have to if you're a young company. You bet the farm, you build it, you put it out there, and you hope people buy it.
And so far it looks like it is successful. Does it look that many people have bought into it, or do you have a pretty good subscriber base right now?
What we've got right now is knocking the socks off of all of the experts we've shown the numbers to.
That's wonderful.
This is how many people we told. This is how many people have tried the game once. This is how many people are buying it. And they go, what? We're really exceeding people's expectations. And so that's really good for the company because it means that we'll have the cash we need to keep it going and start developing our next game.
Right, and you are planning on developing some other games, are you, that are going to be basically the same concept that blind and sighted people can play together? Is that your idea?
Absolutely. I mean, our core mission is about, because of our friend Tim giving us the inspiration, is about bringing people together, whether they be blind, sighted, low vision, play and interact as equals. That's our core of all of our game design. And at the heart, once again, we are game designers. That's what we love to do. So some would say that the company is almost a gimmick that keeps us with, fed and with rent covered so that we can support our habit of making computer games, because we really like doing that. So poker is the first of many games that we're going to be releasing over the next few years.
Paul, what I'd like to ask you now is something about the web design. Why don't you talk about how the web page is laid out? I'm a new user, and I've never logged in before. When I log in, what might I see?
Okay, well, if you're brand new to Zform, say if you're listening to the program today and you wanted to come check us out, you'd point your browser to zform.com. That's Z as in zebra, F-O-R-M.com. And that would bring you to our main website. And here, there's lots of information that talks about our product. In particular, when you get to the welcome page, the first page you come to, it tells you a quick little bit about who the company is in one sentence, and it gives you the option to go to our home page or to learn more about our game. So in this case, I'm going to click on the Learn More link. And here in the Learn More link, it tells you a bit about what Zform's mission is in more detail and how our game addresses the need that we strive to solve. And right at the bottom of that page, there is a link to sign up for a free account to start trying out our game. As I'm not sure if I mentioned before, we specifically designed our game so that you can download it for free. You can start playing for 15 days for free without putting any credit card or personal information in at all. All we ask is you give us your email address so that we can send you the information you need in order to play. And then that way you can check out the game, see if it's something that you enjoy, and at the end of 15 days, if we haven't done a good enough job convincing you that it's a great thing, you won't buy it. We're pretty sure that after playing for 15 days, though, that you'll like it. And a surprising number of people do, which we're pretty happy about. At any rate, so there's a link at the bottom of that page that allows you to sign up for a free account. And there's also, if you would like to learn more information about either the company or more information about the game, there are links there to do that. So for now, I'm going to click on to learn more about the game. And we've got some additional details about the game. Like, for instance, it is Zform Poker, a multiplayer online version of five-card draw poker. It uses fake poker chips so that you've got something you can brag about to your friends. And we have a little bank account where we keep your fake poker chips so that each week you can know, how you're doing in the... We have scoreboards to keep track of your standings. And when you sit down to play, we have ways to, if you run out of poker chips, we have ways to help you get more chips. We have ways to show who the top players are. Our game has some really important key features that are mentioned here on the webpage, like you can play as much or as little as you like when you're a subscriber and during your 15-day free trial period. The game has a built-in, completely accessible chat utility, so you can sit there and shoot the breeze or taunt as you see fit your friends that are there at the tables with you. There are poker chips, and of course we've got an online community that is pretty darn cool. A lot of people talking to each other, meeting one another and becoming friends in ways that they didn't really... The game is providing a neat reason for a lot of people to come together. And, of course, our game is completely self-voicing, so that if you don't have any speech technology on your computer, it can talk to you. And it's also compatible with most of the major screen reader and screen magnifier softwares that are out there. And it's the graphics are laid out so that even if you can't see at all, the game can speak to you. If you have low vision, the graphics are laid out so that if you have the screen magnified a great deal, you don't have to move the screen all over the place, move your field of focus all over so that you can play. All the important pieces of information are gathered together. And we hired a professional game artist to help us design this art so it would look as cool as possible. And we've received some nice compliments of late on how those graphics look. But anyway, so that's the games page. Tells you some more. Gives you some quotes of what some of the people that have played the game have to say about it. And then, of course, there's a link there to sign up for a free account.
Fantastic. Now, when a person does sign up and they begin playing, they get so many free chips, don't they?
That is correct. When you actually go and sign up for an account. The other things you can do on our main website, of course, are learn more about the company, the people that have sponsored us, and find out what some of the latest news that's been happening with Zformer is. But if you decide you want to check out the free trial, you poke on any one of the free trial links around. It reminds you that you get 15 days free. After those 15 days, it's $7.95 a month to play for unlimited access, or you can pay. We currently have an introductory offer of $59.95 to buy a whole year. You can pay for a whole year up front, and you get a 37% discount. You create a nickname, so like an AOL screen name or any of those, or a handle on a lot of different applications. You give us your email address and a password, and then you're set to go. Then you are sent to a page where you can download the game. It fits on two floppy disks, so even if you're on a 28.8 modem, it only takes you about 15 minutes to download at most, which is something we really worked hard on to make sure that it would be cool and small. And then, yeah, you have an account. It's got 1,000 poker chips in it right when you start, so that you can actually start playing. And when you go to our games website, which when the game installs on your hard drive, it puts shortcuts to do it. You can also go to games.zform.com and check it out there. And you have a place there where you can log in, so you type in your username and your password. And once you have logged in, there are a few different places you can go, and apparently I'm not logged in, so let's do that. I'm Paul at Zform. If anyone sees Paul at Zform, that's me. Type in my password. And I am logged into the Zform Games home. And, of course, the most important page here is the Play Zform Poker page, where we have a list of all the tables. Poker, we kind of went off a Wild West theme. Anyone who hears the sounds or looks at the graphics can see that we went for kind of a silly Western theme. And so we have a saloon, so to speak, and when you play poker, you play at tables. So this page lists all the different kinds of poker tables you can play at. Different people like different kinds of rules. Some people like to play and not care about how many chips they have. They're not very competitive. They just kind of want to have a blast and shoot the breeze with their friends. So we have practice tables where however many chips you win or lose, we forget at the end of the game. So if you went in there with 1,000, when you leave, no matter how much you won or lost, you still have 1,000. And then we have different kinds of tables for advanced players, for people that like to bet a lot, people that like to talk a lot. We try to offer different kinds of tables, a little bit of something for everybody there. So you can find a table that you like. And okay. Then all you have to do is poke a link, and the game launches right away.
Okay.
And it also lists who else is playing right now. So if you go, you know, if you were to go to the website right now, there are currently 4 people playing our game at this moment. See, and at least 2 of them are from the UK. How interesting. I guess the time zone differences help there, right?
Right. So people from all over the world are playing the game.
Yes. Yes, we have Australians. We have people in Singapore and Greece and Italy. UK, United States, and a bunch of other countries. Those are the ones that come to mind. And so when you go here, you can actually see the nicknames of your friends that might be playing. So that can help. Oh, you know, I want to, right now, it looks like Crazy Horse is playing at table 4. I know Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse, Trouble, Gibbo, and Twins Mom. Those are all people I know and like. So I, you know, I can sit down at table 6 and play with them today if I wanted to. And that's a good way to, you know, help find friends. Because once again, we're about bringing people together, about community. And so community is about finding those people that are in your community, that are your friends, being able to sit down and play with them.
Right, right, exactly. Let's just talk briefly about the practice table that you have set up where you can go in and play against the robots.
Yes, we also have a single-player mode. Okay. Do you have a particular question? Just want it described.
No, why don't you just explain just how that works, just briefly for the listener.
Sure. I certainly found in my personal experience of playing online games, and many advisors have told us that, you know, before you go off and start playing against human beings, some people get embarrassed if they lose. That's understandable. Or maybe they don't know how to play poker yet and they want to learn, and they don't necessarily want to learn with other people. So what we did is designed a single-player version of the game, and there's a link both on your computer once you install the game, and also on this web page that lists all of the different tables you can play at. And if you poke that link, it launches a game. It has two computer opponents, with some neat artificial intelligence technology, working with a cool company called Louder Than a Bomb that's artificial intelligence experts. And they wrote the AI for us, and that way you can practice against the computer as much or as little as you like, even if there happens to not be anyone else to play with at the moment, or any of your friends online. That way you can get a feel for the game. It doesn't have all the breadth that the multiplayer games have. It doesn't have all the different table types. It's just there to help you practice. But that's pretty much it. Every time you sit down, you have 1,000 chips to play against the robots, and however much you've won or lost, it forgets when you sit, when you stand up, and when you go back, you've got 1,000 chips again.
Right, and I just want to say that that's the table that I used for the demo part of this particular show today, and I just want to let people know that that might be a good way for you to learn poker, so be sure to check out that that table as far as learning. Paul, I just have a question. I think we've pretty much covered this whole subject here. I just want to know, what do you think, where do you think Z-Form is going to go? What's the future of Z-Form, or what is your hope for the future?
Our hope for the future is to continue making online games that fulfill our mission of bringing people together regardless of visual impairment so that no one can tell who's who. And we would like to make a large variety of games. Right now we've got a card game. Our next game may or may not be a card game. We haven't decided yet. But we want to make it so that, you know, you can find sports games, you can find action games. We want to have something for everybody there. We want to be a place where anyone can come to have a great time, because there's plenty of fun activities to do, and where visual impairment is not a barrier.
I think it's wonderful. I just want to say, honestly, I endorse it. I'm a subscriber. If you see DJC, you'll know who it is. Paul, I've really enjoyed this interview with you today. Do you have anything you'd like to add to this interview before we wrap it up?
Yes. I just wanted to throw in that we're just getting ready to tell the whole world about our game, and so I really appreciate ACB Radio giving us the opportunity to talk to you all about what we've done, and I hope to see you guys at the tables, and wish you good luck.
My guest has been Paul Silva. He's the president and owner of Z-Form Incorporated in Massachusetts. Paul, thank you very much for being my guest on ACB Radio Main Menu.
Thank you.
Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Well, can you be fun public?
Z-Form. Out.
That's saying hello to me.
You have joined C-Bot and Susan Bot. New hand, everybody and he's one chip. You're dealt three of hearts, two of hearts, six of clubs, jack of diamonds, jack of hearts, zero to call, max raise is 20.
Well, I got a pair of jacks, that's not too bad, so we'll just call. Now, you can call with C or fold with F, or, of course, you can bet, and to bet, you just type in the number, and it will let you, this game here will allow me to bet up to 20 chips. So I could bet 10 or 5 or 1 or whatever. But in this case, I'm just going to call right now.
You call.
Z-Form Games.
C-Bot calls. C-Bot calls.
Cards.
Choose cards to discard. Then you enter.
Okay, so now I'm going to discard some cards. And let's see what we have here. Let's take a look. We're going to type shift and the grave accent key.
A pair of jacks.
Okay, I have a pair of jacks. That's high. And I can also type the shift key and press...
three of hearts.
To find out what my cards are, three of hearts,
two of hearts,
two of hearts,
six of clubs,
six of clubs,
jack of diamonds,
the two jacks,
jack of hearts,
and jack. We're playing five card draw, by the way. So let's discard this.
Discarding three of hearts.
Let's discard the three, and these are numbers from 1 to 5, by the way, on your keyboard. You just tell it which number you want to keep or discard.
Discarding two of hearts.
That's number 2 that I just pressed.
Discarding six of clubs.
And that's number 3 that I just pressed. And I'll hit return. I've now discarded my... We want to keep the pair of jacks. That's pretty cool. Hit return.
You discard three cards. You're dealt 9 of clubs, 4 of diamonds, 9 of hearts. Steve Bot discards 4 cards.
Betting
Susan Bot discards 3 cards. 0 to call. Max raises 40.
Now I can call, and the max bet that I can raise is 40. And if I want to raise the maximum, I could type M, as in Mary. Or, of course, again, I can type in numbers for whatever I want. Now let's see what I have for a hand here.
Two pair, jacks over nines.
Oh, jacks and nines. Oh, this is very good. And I'm probably going to win. I don't know that I'm going to win, but if possible, I will. So I'm going to bet the maximum.
You raise 40 chips. C-Bot folds. C-Bot raises 40 chips. 40 to call. Max raises 40.
Okay, I'm playing against the robot here, and she raised 40 chips, and I raised 40 chips. So she apparently thinks she has something good. Let's keep going.
You raise 40 chips. C-Bot raises 40 chips. 40 to call. Max raises 40.
By the way, he is saying betting time, in case you can't quite hear what he's saying at the same time. Speech is on, and I'm going to type, and I'm gonna raise 40 chips again.
He raised 40 chips. Susan Bach calls. Dummy. Susan Bach won 200 to chips with a full house, sixes over sevens. You lost 201 chips with two pair, jacks over nines, with four picker.
Darn, I lost. Okay, let's play one more hand here to give you an idea.
New hand, everybody endies one chip. You're dealt, queen of diamonds, seven of hearts, two of spades, ten of spades, eight of hearts, zero to call, max raises 20.
Now, the first thing I want to do is type shift grave accent key. I want to see what I have high here.
Queen high.
Queen high, not very good. So I'm just going to call.
You call. Steve Bach calls. Susan Bach raises 20 chips. 20 to call. Max raises 20.
Okay. Susan raised 20 chips, a robot, and I'm just going to call.
You call.
Chips and cards.
Choose cards to discard. Then you enter.
Okay. I don't like anything really here. So I think I'm going to discard all five cards, which is legal, by the way. You can do that. As I said, the way I'm going to discard them is I'm just going to press the number from 1 to 5.
Discarding queen of diamonds. Discarding 7 of hearts. Discarding 2 of spades. Discarding 10 of spades. Discarding 8 of hearts.
And I'm going to hit return.
You discard 5 cards. You're dealt 5 of diamonds, 3 of clubs, 7 of clubs, 8 of hearts, 6 of clubs. Susan Bach discards 4 cards. 0 to call. Max raises 40.
And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to...
Ace high.
I still don't have anything. I'm going to have to... I'm going to really have to fold. I just don't have anything at all, so I'm going to do that by typing F.
You fold. Susan Bach 120 to chips and opposed.
Okay, let's try one more hand and see how it goes here. We've got one more hand. Coming up here in just a second.
Hand, everybody enters one chip. You're dealt, 8 of spades, ace of diamonds, jack of clubs, queen of diamonds, 2 of hearts. Steve Bach calls. Susan Bach raises 20 chips. 20 to call. Max raises 20. Ace high.
Still ace high. Not very good. I'll call.
You call. Steve Bach folds. Susan Bach discards 0 cards. Choose cards to discard.
Oh,
then you enter.
She must have a full hand. Let's discard all 5. They're not very good.
Discarding
here.
8 of spades. Discarding ace of diamonds. Discarding jack of clubs. Discarding queen of diamonds. Discarding 2 of hearts. You discard 5 cards. You're dealt 4 of clubs, 2 of diamonds, jack of hearts, 9 of diamonds, king of spades. Susan Bach raises 40 chips. 40 to call. Max raises 40. Pin high. You fold. Susan Bach 120 to chips and opposed.
Wow, not very good either. Again, not a very good hand here. Now, what I can do, we'll wait for the next hand to come
up. Everybody enters one chip. You're dealt 9 of diamonds, 10 of diamonds, 8 of hearts, 6 of hearts, 4 of spades. Susan Bach raises 20 chips. 20 to call. Max raises 20.
What we can do here now is we want to check to see what people have. We can do that with the shift and the function keys. So shift function 1.
You have 754 chips. A current bet of 1. It is your turn. Your hand contains 9 of diamonds, 10 of diamonds, 8 of hearts, 6 of hearts, 4 of spades.
I have only 750 chips here.
Steve Bach, the dealer, has 1297 chips. A current bet of 1. Susan Bach has 926 chips. A current bet of 21. There is no player in that seat. There is no player in that seat.
Okay, so...
10 high.
So I only have 10 high going into this hand.
You call. Steve Bach folds. Steve Bach discards
2 cards.
Choose cards to discard. Then you enter. Discarding 9 of diamonds. Discarding 10 of diamonds. Discarding 8 of hearts. Discarding 6 of hearts. Discarding 4 of spades. You discard 5 cards. You're dealt 9 of clubs, queen of clubs, 9 of hearts, 3 of spades, queen of diamonds. Susan Bach raises 40 chips. 40 to call. Max raises 40. 2 pair, queens over nines.
Well, queens and nines this time around, so maybe now we have something. Well, maybe we don't either, but let's give it a try. Let's raise 40 chips by typing M.
You raise 40 chips. Susan Bach raises 40 chips. 40 to call. Max raises 40. You raise 40 chips. Susan Bach raises 40 chips. 40 to call. You call.
Yeah!
Susan Bach lost 221 chips with 8 high, with 7, 5, 3, 2. You won 222 chips with 2 pair, queens over nines, with 3 kicker.
And I think I'll take my money and run.
Y'all come back down here.
Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at ACBRadio.org. Thank you for listening.